I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. State representatives approved a bill Thursday that strengthens protections for monuments, including those honoring the Confederacy. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
Anyone who destroys or removes a monument faces a fine of up to three times the amount of damage they caused. And if a monument is moved, it must be placed somewhere of equal prominence. Republican Representative Alan Powell said it's a matter of respect.
Is there no greater hate crime than to destroy history or to destroy a monument?
But Democrat Karen Bennett says certain monuments honor a dark time for many African Americans.
It is cruel to be reminded repeatedly and without choice of the pain, ill will, and shame of slavery.
Now, the bill heads to the governor's desk. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Today, March 29th, is National Vietnam War Veterans Day. And in Augusta, they're honoring the day by unveiling the city's first permanent Vietnam War Memorial. Dr. James Brady III is head of Augusta's Vietnam War Memorial Initiative Steering Committee. He says the new memorial puts a bandage on old wounds for local Vietnam veterans.
These folks were not always treated right when they came back. So they were used to not being properly recognized. And it was my objective to, at least here in our little part of the world here in Augusta, say thank you one more time to them.
The new memorial stands just a few blocks from Augusta's controversial monument to Confederate soldiers. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms and other city officials hosted a town hall at Atlanta Metropolitan State College last night. Bottoms and city leaders responded to written questions dealing with topics like crime, blight, and affordable housing.
Our challenge is making sure that people can still afford to live in this city and that we can attract new residents of all incomes, no matter what the race is.
The city says it plans to invest $1 billion to produce or preserve 20,000 units of affordable housing. Thursday night's town hall meeting was the third and final one in recent weeks. Well, as the Georgia House prepares to vote on a controversial heartbeat abortion law, more than 40 Hollywood celebrities have signed a letter sent to Georgia Governor Brian Kemp saying they will urge TV and film production companies to abandon the state if it becomes law. The bill prohibits most abortions after 6 weeks from conception. If approved, it will go to Kemp, who's expected to sign it. While TV and film production companies have largely stayed on the sideline regarding the bill, actors and the Writers Guild of America are going public in their opposition. Among the signees of the letter are Alyssa Milano, Alec Baldwin, Amy Schumer, Gabrielle Union, Ben Stiller, Don Cheadle, and Mia Farrow. And biologists are trying to protect nesting shorebirds from humans in Georgia's Golden Isles. The Brunswick News reports they're roping off areas on beaches where Wilson's plovers and least terns might build their nest. Signs also warn people to stay away. Scientists say that when people and pets scare away the adult birds, the chicks are left vulnerable to the elements or to predators. The migratory birds will likely start nesting soon. The nesting season wraps up around August. And in sports, the Atlanta Braves started their season in the loss column on yesterday after a 10-4 defeat at the hands of the Philadelphia Phillies. Atlanta and Philly will square off in game two of the season tomorrow. The Braves' home opener is Monday night against the Chicago Cubs. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. We're at GPB News.